I swung my leg over so that in a moment I was dangling along the slope of the roof, just barely clinging to the ridge. I realized with some panic that it was much steeper than I'd thought it would be. I tried to scamper back up, but I couldn't do it. With the toilet shoes on my hands, I couldn't grab onto the ridge of the roof at all, but only hook my wrists over it. I knew I had committed myself, for I would never manage to climb back up again, but it seemed to me that the very moment I let go, I would slide down that roof out of control. My mind was racing with these thoughts, but before I'd made the decision to let go of the ridge, it let go of me. At first, I glided down more slowly than I would have expected, which gave me some hope I might stop myself farther down, where the roof curved outward to form the eaves. But then my foot dislodged one of the roof tiles, which slid down with a clattering noise and shattered in the courtyard below. The next thing I knew, I lost my grip on one of the toilet shoes, and it slid right past me. I heard the quiet plop as it landed below, and then a much worse sound. The sound of footsteps coming down a wooden walkway toward the courtyard. Many times I had seen the way flies stood on a wall or ceiling, just as if they were on level ground. Whether they did it by having sticky feet or by not weighing very much, I had no idea. But when I heard the sound of someone walking below, I decided that whatever I did, I would find a way of sticking to that roof just as a fly might do, and I would find it right away. Otherwise, I was going to end up sprawled in that courtyard in another few seconds. I tried digging my toes into the roof, and then my elbows and knees. As a final act of desperation, I did the most foolish thing of all. I slipped the shoe from my other hand and tried to stop myself by pressing my two palms against the roof tiles. My palms must have been dripping with sweat, because instead of slowing down, I began to pick up speed the moment I touched them to the roof. I heard myself skidding with a hissing sound, and then suddenly, the roof was no longer there. For a moment, I heard nothing, only a frightening, empty silence. As I fell through the air, I had time to form one thought clearly in my mind. I pictured a woman stepping into the courtyard, looking down to see the shattered tile on the ground, and then looking up toward the roof in time to see me fall out of the sky right on top of her. But of course, this isn't what happened. I turned as I fell and landed on my side on the ground. I had the sense to bring an arm up to protect my head, but still, I landed so heavily that I knocked myself into a daze. I don't know where the woman was standing, or even if she was in the courtyard at the time I fell out of the sky, but she must have seen me come down off that roof, because as I lay stunned on the ground, I heard her say, "Good heavens, it's raining little girls!"